Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name is Yaling Yu Fisher.
Thanks very much for tuning in on this Friday, April 16th, 2010. It's Aloha Friday, and it's our 380th podcast.
Wow.
So I'm glad you're here. We're going to discuss a little bit of Hawaii vacation news. We're also going to catch up with the Slack Key artist, Makana, good friend of ours, and was kind enough to talk to us yesterday. We're going to check in with him. We're also going to tell you about our experience at Kualoa Ranch yesterday. That was fun.
It's fun.
Don't get too excited today, Yaling. We'll also be going over.
It's at a time. Dinner time.
I know. We're late today. We're late in doing our show today, and we're sorry, but at least we're here. And we had a lot of stuff we had to do. And we'll also go over packages that we booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. Of course, this podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. In Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com.
And you can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, anywhere.
Anywhere.
Just Google.
Yeah, just Google us.
Aloha Bruce, and then you will find it.
Yep. Or Aloha Yaling. Not too many Yalings. So, yeah, I mean, you get to have, yeah, you get to have your own license plate and everything, right? Because nobody ever uses that name. So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I had a name like that. So unique.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a lot to cover here. Hope you're having I hope you had a great week, and you're going to have a great weekend. If you're catching this live, we do it every Wednesday and Friday. This is our Friday edition. And we got a lot to get into here. Let's talk a little bit about the news. Only a couple things to talk about. Oahu hotels recorded the highest occupancy in the state this week. And they're up to 72.4%.
Yep.
And the rates are up 0.1% to $152. So the average room rate here on Oahu, where Waikiki is, and if you're going to be coming to Oahu, many of you are going to be staying in Waikiki, it's $150, $152.
Average.
And statewide room occupancy rose a little bit. And the average room rate, $187.47 for across the board on the state.
Wow.
So prices are not really where they want them to be. We continue to see low prices on hotels. We continue to see the specials coming in.
Yeah.
So where we thought, you know, that maybe by this time the hotels would start relaxing this because demand was going up, they've seemed to keep their, we see a lot of third night free and fourth night free, so that's good.
Yeah.
Good for the consumer.
Oh, good.
Good for you guys.
Yep.
Hilton Worldwide has unveiled its multi-year master plan. They have a master plan. Yeah. For expanding its property at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. They're going to be doing some renovations, or now, as they like to call it, you know, restorations. They don't like to use renovation.
Renovation or construction, those are out.
Yeah, historic renewal. You know, they make up all these kinds of weird
renewal.
Yeah, anything but calling it what it is, which is a renovation and a bit of inconvenience for everybody. But they're finally going to do some more stuff out there to the spa and some of the rooms. But they're also going to be adding two timeshare towers. We did talk a little bit about this.
Do you know what? It's not too crowded there already.
I know. You know, timeshares are becoming more and more popular in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I was amazed to find out that the ones out in Marriott, when people do a timeshare there, it's not every year that they get to stay there. It's every other year.
God.
You imagine that? Paying all that money and you can only go on vacation every other year.
Every 2 years?
I don't know. People do it. And it's big, big business here. So they're going to build two more timeshare towers. They're going to increase the retail and restaurant space there.
Wow.
And some of the upgrades include swimming pools and some of the grounds they're doing there. They just did something there with the lagoons not too long ago. So that'll be a nice added.
Do you know what? They just finished one tower. Now going to build another two. When are they going to finish your renovation?
Yeah. When does it end?
I know.
When does it end? Now, yesterday, we had a great time. We had the pleasure of exploring Kualoa Ranch. Now, this is located on the northeastern side of Oahu. It's up in the countryside, or what we like to call the North Shore. It's about an hour from Honolulu.
Yeah.
Maybe a little less, I think, you know, depending on
traffic
and stuff. Because it's not like going all the way up to, like, Haula or La'ie, which is even further north up there.
Okay.
And it's really a beautiful ranch. The terrain there, you can find everything from like rainforest to valleys and a lot of cliff faces. And it's really an outdoor paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Am I putting you to sleep already?
Yeah, I told you. It's a Friday.
I know. Okay. And a lot of outdoor recreation and you can get there by horseback where they have ATVs.
Mm-hmm.
You can even explore it on foot.
Ooh.
And it's really, I think, becoming a must-see if you're coming to Oahu. I think it is.
Yeah, there's a lot to see there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And what did you tell me when we were driving there yesterday? Do you remember what you said?
No.
She said, I think some people should come here instead of going to the Polynesian Cultural Center.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Didn't you? You said
yep.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you.
Yep.
And this is just a really educational experience.
Yep, right? It is.
And,
because it's so close.
I know.
Hey.
I don't even know what the monitor. Are we still on the monitor?
I think so. Just keep going and rolling.
But this has a lot of history to it. And Kula really is. It was a really sacred place on the island. It was a place where kings called their sanctuary.
Oh.
And it was a training spot.
For military?
For royalty. And in the war.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot of social and historical traditions that went on there. And the current family there is really descendants from the original owners. So, and they really are stewards of the land there. They want to mm-hmm. preserve it, and they want to preserve the development there. And that's one of the things I really found fascinating in talking with them. We did an interview with a couple of the folks there, and you'll be seeing those clips. It'll be coming up very soon, as soon as I edit them down and everything. I got a whole really nice video to mm-hmm. share with you guys. Now the ranch is open to the public, and they do. But just to get back to that, they do a lot to preserve the land there. The Aina, the people that are there, and the original owners. It's tied to the original owners.
Yeah, and a lot of TV, movie. Shoot there. Hawaii Five-0, the new Hawaii Five-0 just finished there.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's been. Lost, of course, is filmed there. A lot of Lost. Sites.
Yeah, Lost fan. Yeah,
Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
51st Dates.
And searching the new Hamilton movie.
Yeah.
Just finished there too.
Bethany Hamilton movie.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. They told us how they just blew up a big submarine there.
Oh yeah,
or something from one of the movies.
I know. And then the big, you know the what. The image, the
bunker thing?
The bunker thing.
Yeah, it was great.
Jersey Park.
Oh, you're talking about the big Godzilla's footprints.
The footprints.
And there was a big giant poop there.
Oops.
It looked like a Godzilla poop there. They have a lot of cows grazing there. And they took a picture of me in the poop. You got to see that. And then there was another one, Along Came Polly. Remember that one?
Okay.
Another movie that was there. It's been a lot of movies filmed.
And
that's one of the things you get to do there. And we did that. We actually did the movie tour, and we also went to the Mo'ili fish ponds, which mm-hmm. is just amazing. And these Mo'ili fish ponds are one of the largest fish ponds in all of the state of Hawaii. Now, a fish pond was a place where Hawaiians figured out how to catch fish, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They were freshwater ponds, and they basically trapped the trips. They trapped the fish in these ponds so they couldn't get out, and it was just an amazing way. These fish ponds are a good example of actual aquaculture, and the first kind of aquaculture that was ever done. I think the Polynesians were known to harness the ocean in this way and using these kinds of brackish water ponds for the stocking and harvesting of fish.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty fascinating educational experience. If you have a chance to do it, mm-hmm. definitely get on with that, because a lot of people don't even hear about the fish ponds.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up going to Kualoa Ranch, and they never even knew that the fish ponds were there.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing we found out is, remember the guy at the Polynesian Cultural Center in the Samoa?
Samoa, the happy people.
Yeah, the happy people of Samoa.
Yeah.
The famous guy that was the original funny guy. I don't know, do you guys remember him? He was Polynesian Cultural Center has different
villages
where you get to see performances and native performances from each of the different countries that are representative. One of those countries is Samoa, and they always have the funniest show. And the guy who originally appeared in it, I can't remember his name. I wish I remember his name before we went on the air. But that guy now has his own show that you can go see, and we just found out about it. And we're going to bring you more about that, because if you can get to see that guy,
you will love him.
You will love him.
You will be so happy.
It's just the way he represents the people and does it with humor and is educational. He's able to, you know, crack coconuts open, make milk with the coconut, yeah, and put it into the husk. And
he was
he was the original Samoa guy. So
yeah,
he has. And there's a place also with the Maile fish ponds there, which is called Tropical Gardens, which is another great place to go on your way up to the North Shore. Stop at the, if you want to learn and appreciate, you know, true Hawaiian floral and fauna,
and the flowers, the trees,
everything. That Tropical Gardens has it, all of the native species, mm-hmm, including macadamia nuts. And we're going to do the whole thing. We're going to do a whole program for you on macadamia nuts and where you can find them and crack them open and what to look for, and actually crack them open and eat your own macadamia nuts when you come to Hawaii. That was a fun thing.
That is a fun thing.
You found some good ones. I found a really delicious one. You have to pick the right ones, but mm-hmm, they fall down off the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And also cacao, which is chocolate. Mm-hmm. And also coffee. So,
yep.
Great time over there. And we'll be bringing you more about that on the next podcast, actually. But right now, I want to talk a little bit about our evening with Makana last night. We hung out with him. We spent some time catching up with him because we hadn't really sat down and talked to him in a while, since a lot has happened in his career. And one of the things is he, of course, met with the president, and he went to the Caribbean. And he's done some concerts all over the world, and he's recorded some more music. And we had a chance to sit down with him. I'm not going to be able to play the whole interview for you, but I was fascinated with his take on what we need to do in the tourism industry to be stronger. And I think especially our agents are going to be really interested to hear what Makana has to say. So there you have it. We need to be authentic. We need to be real. And I just loved what he said, because it really ties into what we try to do here as a company. Mm-hmm. And that is connect people on the mainland with real folks that are from the islands, that live here, that have been born and raised here, lived here most of their life, and they have a real understanding of this place. And kind of that gives you the edge when you're going to be booking your Hawaii, yep, vacation. And that's what he's talking about here. He's talking about how important it is to bring that back. And so thank you, Makana. You can catch a full video of this and a full interview of this on our website. And also, he plays one song. So you can catch that out on the video as well. And he sounded great last night. Yeah. It was good to see him. Mm-hmm. So now's the time in our show we'd like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is an excellent segment for you. Let's get right to it and see what Yaline came up with today.
And first one will be family of two, travel day June 15th to 21st from Salt Lake City to Honolulu, stay in the Pacific Beach Hotel, and for $2,266.
$2,266 for two people coming all the way in from San Francisco in June.
No, Salt Lake City.
I'm sorry, Salt Lake City. Yep. Salt Lake City, all the way from Salt Lake.
Mm.
Much farther, actually. And going to have a great time. All these June trips. I mean, this is, I think, pretty much what we're booking right now.
I know.
June, July, August.
September, yeah. October.
Yeah, that's what we're doing right now. So it's really interesting to see that. And these guys are going to have what a great deal. Again, that third night free. Congratulations to Melissa over at Extension 33. She, mm-hmm, did a great job. And congratulations to the Buxton family.
Yep.
Vonte and Anna.
Mm-hmm. And next one will be film number two, also from Fresno, California to Honolulu. And travel day will be June 12th to 19th. Stay in Partial Waikiki, and total package will be $1,988.
Under $2,000, another June trip. Fantastic package, Partial Waikiki, with that upgrade to Ocean View. Great deal. Mm-hmm. And this is coming from Kalei over at Extension 31. Congratulations to her. Great package. And I want to welcome to our Ohana, Jonathan and Anna Polk. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii today, and thank you for your business.
And next one will be from Detroit, Michigan. A travel day will be July 4 to Honolulu, July 7 to travel to Maui, And July 12th, they travel to Big Island. And July 14th, they travel back to home. And Oahu, they stay in the Waikiki Beach Hotel, Ocean View, with the lake waiting. And July 12th, Maui, they stay in the Royal Lahaina, the Ocean View, the honeymoon package. And with a rental car in Big Island, stay in the Auriga Keahu Beach Resort, the Thilas Ocean View, and a total of $4,692.
Fantastic. Great deal. Look at this. And, you know, they get that two-for-one luau certificate, which is kind of nice. And if they're on their honeymoon over on the at the Royal Lahaina, they got that romance package, which includes a sunset cruise. It includes some champagne. It includes a luau for two.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes it all that much better. And then over to the Outrigger Keahu Beach Resort. Wonderful package. Thank you very much for your business. Want to welcome to our Ohana, Donald and Brenda Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a terrific time. And
yep.
Paul put this one together and did a great job over at Extension
38.
38.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yay.
Well, that's all the packages we have for this time. We'll mm-hmm. have some more on Wednesday. Remember, we do this every Wednesday and Friday around the 1 o'clock time. We're way late today, and we know that. We're usually a lot earlier, but you can expect us at a regular time on Wednesday. And you all have a terrific weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try and do the same and bring you lots more fun stuff from Hawaii. Until then, for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and myself, Bruce, we'll say aloha and mahalo.